Hey guys, this is Chris coming to you live from the Lifeline of Cyprus. I'd like to welcome you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are crushing it. Today is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays we talk about business. Why is business important to your life? It shouldn't be a word that's unknown to you. It's very important because you need to be financially stable. You know, if you want to offer more to this world, you need to be financially stable. I'm a firm believer that the more you have, the more you can help people. The more people you can reach with the more money you have. And like it or not, I mean, there's nobody being successful in this world that didn't have money. Money's a part of the game. That's how it is. You cannot just ignore money. It's a part of it. And today I want to talk about saving your money. You know, like stacking it up. You got to stack up your money. You're working. A part of your income. You know, I read this book, The Richest Man in Babylon, a couple of months ago. And the most basic rule was that a part of your income is yours to keep and only. Could be 10%. In the book, it was 10%. For you, it could be 20, 30. You should set a number and put that number away and invest that number. If let's do some math. Let's say your salary is 1,500. If you put aside 150 every month, which is 10%, in a year, you're gonna have 1,150. You're gonna have 1,500, 1,450. On the side, that money will be on the side. That money will be yours to do as you please. That gives you a lot of power. Because you can invest those money, and if you start investing, at some point you're going to start compounding. Of course, when I say invest, you should always invest only in sure deals. Never go and just spend your money mindlessly on things that could give you a return. No, that's not investing, that's a gambling. And investment is always a sure thing. I know that sounds hard, but you can find those sure thing deals. If you find a t-shirt that retails for 100 euros and you go and buy it for 10 euros and then you know you can sell it for 50 euros, that's a sure thing because you know it's still 10 euros, for example. Yeah, you save the money, you put some money aside and you invest that money so you can get more money. That's the sole reason of money. And for the first years, you know, I don't know how long it will take you. For some people, it's faster than others. You know, it depends on you, your goals, how fast you're moving, of course, the way you think. But I think for until you're financially free, I don't know how long it's going to be. That could be a year for you. It could be 2 years. People who need 6 months for that kind of stuff. There's people who need 6 years. There's people who need 16 years for that stuff. You keep stacking. Every single month, put money aside. There's no excuses. You're not putting the money aside for a rainy day. No, you're not putting the money aside to spend money on a stupid car. Okay? You put the money aside so you can invest it. It's something that's going to give you back, most preferably, passive income. As soon as you start building a passive income and then it starts growing, that could be through real estate, it could be through an online affiliate side hustle, you know, something that you do online. It could be selling some stuff. It could be anything, you know? You just got to find that thing that's going to give you that passive income so you can start building multiple streams of income. Because, I mean, think about it. You have your job, you earn 1,500. After a year, you save up a couple of money, you invest those money, and now you have something that's giving you like maybe even 100 a month, 200 a month. That means you've increased your monthly income. That way you can start compounding. That way you can start saving more than 150 a month. You're saving more money and then you invest more money and then you create another passive stream of income, or you make the current stream of income bigger and you start making some actual money, you know? You invest, save to invest, don't save to save. That's crucial, guys. Save as much as you can. I mean, this was my biggest takeaway from The Richest Man in Babylon, and a friend of mine read it recently and he reminded me some things of it, and yeah, I thought that I had to talk about it because these things are really important, guys. This is like key to your financial freedom. And it's so simple, you know? I mean, you make money, you put the money away every month, a number that you have decided at the number that's convenient for you, and then you just go invest a number. You invest a number wisely, because buying a car, it can still be called as an investment, but it's a really bad investment. You got to find good investments. If you buy a car, all you got is costs, and that car is not going to give you back money. At least, yeah, not straight away, unless you go and buy cheap cars and then reselling them. That's different. But if you go buy a car, just drive a car, you know, and look cool in the BMW or the Mercedes-Benz or the Ferrari, then you're kind of fucked. I'm sorry. You got to save to invest, my friends. Save to invest. Don't save to save. And that way, you will start compounding. After 5 years, you could be a millionaire. Yeah, it's that simple. I mean, save to invest. And I mean, who the fuck knows? Maybe you save 2,000 euros this year and then you go invest it in a sure thing startup, you know, a startup that is so sure it's going to succeed, has so much potential. You go invest it, that startup does it, big bang, and boom, you're a millionaire out of nothing. Yeah, life is that simple, you know, you just got to take action, try new things and save your money to invest. Make it a rule right now, guys. I'll be so happy if you guys did, and I would love to hear your opinion about it, your thoughts about it, if you're already doing it, how you're doing it. And come and find me in 1 year and tell me how much you've saved up and how you've invested them. I'll be very happy to hear that. Thank you for listening, guys. This is Chris signing off from the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. You only lose when you stop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.